Okay.
All right. Thank you all for joining us this evening. I hereby call this meeting of the Mayor and Council of the Township of Clinton to order. It is 7 o'clock on December 21st, 2022. Please, would you all join me in a salute to the flag?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, and liberty and justice for all.
Thank you all. Madam Clerk, have we met all the requirements of the Open Public Meetings Act?
Yes, we have.
Thank you very much. Roll call, please.
Councilman Glazer is absent. Councilman Kochanowski?
Here.
Councilwoman Switler? Here. Council President Strauss?
Here.
And Mayor Millett?
Here. We will now open the floor to comments from the public. We'll open the floor to comments from the public on any topic, so you don't have to sit around. Come on down. If you can sit right in front of that microphone, is fine. And if you just provide us with your name and street you live on.
Mark Cushing. I live on 61 Gear Hill Road.
Okay.
The reason I'm here is because the road between Gear Hill Road and Blossom Hill is horrendous. I don't know if you've driven it anytime soon or in the last 20 years. It needs to be repaired. I mean, not just repaired, not just patchwork.
Yep.
It needs to be completely ripped up and redone. I mean, they've been patching it for the last I've been on that road for 22 years.
You're talking about Deer Hill now?
Not South Deer, Deer Hill.
Deer Hill.
Yeah.
Deer, not South, Deer Hill and Blossom Hill.
Blossom Hill's on our radar for sure. I'm hoping for next year.
Okay, but it's just getting worse and worse.
Yeah.
And I know you guys are patching it, but every winter,
the plows will pop right back up. Yep, nice.
I mean, people are driving that road, and they're swerving left and right to get around the potholes. So I have a petition from all the people that I could possibly get hold of.
Okay, very good.
So just let you know where we stand on
sure.
what's going on.
Yep.
So would you like to present the evidence?
I'll take it. We'll give it to the clerk. I'll certainly.
And you talk to any police officers, they know when they can't go up that road.
Yeah, Blossom.
It's also a good thing because a lot of people speeding. I understand that. You go both ways as long down the land.
Well, that's not really what we're aiming for. But
I understand what you mean, but there's people who are losing tires, rims. I mean, it's just horrendous.
I was actually just speaking with the Public Works Director a couple weeks ago about plans for next year for roads and trying to get that one in.
But they do that.
And Glen Eagles.
And like I said, I've lived there plenty of long enough that they just can't do the road.
Now
they've got to do all the underground. Because every time they patch it, there's water main breaks constantly.
They'll mill it. They'll take the old.
I understand that, but I'm just saying, it's not just patching it. It's not just redoing it. They got to really start looking at the infrastructure underneath.
The base of it.
Because every time they do something on that road, water main break all the time. And it's because they did the new pump on Deer Hill, and they increased the pressure, and the pipes are old, and they're just blowing up constantly. So
are they still?
They just had one the other couple weeks ago.
No kidding.
So, again, it's time for, I think, the infrastructure to be done first and then do the road
and
second.
Because the water pipes are a different organization.
I understand that.
A few years back, they redid all the water mains on Glen Eagles, Muirfield, back in there.
Right.
Where are they breaking? Are they breaking on Blossom Hill?
They're on Deer Hill. Deer Hill and Blossom Hill. I mean, it's just one of these things, like I said, it's fun doing. You know, they patch a road, and next thing you know, it blows out. They redig it. And as a contractor, if I was to patch something the way they patch it, I would never get paid. So whoever's doing the work, they're not patching the roads back to what it was. There's always issues. And I understand it's blacktop. I believe it, I've done everything.
Yeah.
But somebody's got to make their standard of quality up to what it was before they cut holes in the ground. If that's all I can say.
Okay. Thank you very much.
So that's it for me. Thank you.
All right. I appreciate it. I appreciate your taking the time to come out.
You're welcome. Man, the president talked about that. Yeah.
Okay.
But it seems like I've seen constantly every time you turn around, the pressure.
Well, like I said, when they did the pumpation, they increased the pressure, but the pipes that are underground have been there since God knows.
Yeah, like I said, the one development I was new, but I guess maybe they haven't done the rest. And I don't, honestly, they haven't informed us that they're planning to upgrade those anytime soon. I know they're working on other areas. Yeah. What it means is I have to delay paving the road.
I'm not going to stay for after that, but I just want
to... Oh, no.
Okay. Thank
you very much. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Yep. All right. I'm just taking notes. Don't mind me. Okay. All right. Any other comments from the board? All right, seeing none, we'll move to the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk are considered to be routine by the township mayor and council and will be enacted by a single motion. There will not be separate discussion of these items unless requested by the mayor, council member, or citizen, in which event the item will be removed from the general order of business and considered in its normal sequence on the agenda. I'm going to ask that we pull item number one, chapter 159. Are there any other items that any member of the council wishes to pull? No. Are there any items a member of the public would like to pull from the agenda with consent? Seeing no movement, may I have a motion for the consent agenda without number one?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Councilman Kosinowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
Council President Krause?
Yes.
Yes. We shall move on to reports. We'll skip Councilman Glazer because he's not here. And we will move on to Councilman Kochanowski.
I have nothing to report. It's quiet.
All right. Very good. We'll move on. Councilman Slater.
I wanted to bring up the ash tree situation that I've been talking about for a year now. I'm just going to, doing a little research on different parcels and what other neighboring towns are doing. As far as our parcels go, as far as ash tree problems, we had the Kramer's Creek and the Acres. The other parcels don't seem to be heavily. There aren't a lot of ashes on them. So whether it pose a problem on basically just trails. So as we know, Kramer's Creek was completed. I think we spent like around $17,000 at open space for it was clear the ashes and also for the disc golf course, but that's a different parcel, a different type of property than Windy Acres where we had wetlands. Well, there are wetlands, there's more wetlands than Windy Acres, C1 stream, things like that. I asked the same person to look at Windy Acres, and I did get a quote. It was reasonable, I guess, but my concern is I think you remember they used machines over there, and I'm a little nervous about them using machinery over there and really running things up. There are two sections that are pretty bad, but it's like 2.5 miles of trails. So I did talk to Reddington. They're doing nothing.
Okay.
Reactive, not proactive. I talked to the mayor of Tewksbury today. Again, reactive, not proactive. Tewksbury seems to have, well, the DPWs on both townships are able to do some of it. The county has been, I don't know, I haven't asked like a specific person on the county, but they're doing a phenomenal job. Very proactive on Point Mountain, taking all the ash down. So I'm like at a loss as to what to do, and I know if we ever have an expenditure out of open space, it's something that we would have to vote on, and I just want to get some dialogue going on what you guys think should happen there. I would really love if we could have like a DPW person who can train and buy some equipment, and maybe they can take care of it instead of doing this huge project and writing up in the acres. That was just a thought I had. Bear in mind, now we have the American beech tree, beech tree disease, and that's now all their those trees are eventually going to be gone.
out of all our parcels, the only time I've seen the beach tree disease is at Beulah. All the other parcels don't seem to have it. So, you know, I think, you know, we have the ash tree issue. Lady Acres is the one at the moment, but we're also going to be looking ahead at other trees that are going to be coming down. So I just want to get the dialogue going. I do have the quote for that Lady Acres. Personally, I think it's going to destroy property.
And, well, my two cents would be that we've got a parks foreman position posted right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's wait for that person to get started. Discuss it with the acting administrator close to see what potential liability may exist or not.
Okay.
I mean, I think we have to weigh it all out.
Sure.
I don't think this time of year would be too long.
No, but Lady Acres probably needs to, at least the first quarter, seriously, with that. Yeah. Whatever council decides to do. Open space at our meeting, there was a lot of dialogue going, but in the end, you know, we're going to have an expenditure that's going to come here. So,
does our legal counsel have any input on our liability as to public use land? Land is public use, and people hike on there. Or not falling, or branches that fall off of live trees, or...
And I think there would be a distinction in those trees that we identified were known, or knew, or should have known, were at risk.
Right,
because we're liable?
If you know that the tree is going to come down, or the branch is going to come down, that would be
it says reliable. What if we don't know about it?
You don't know.
What about the oak tree that, you know, 10% of branches on an oak tree fall every year?
Yeah, if it's a tree you don't know about, it's a random tree, all of a sudden a branch falls off and hits somebody, it's not going to be the liability. If it's a tree you know it's dangerous, you can worry about it, throw a crow, look at it, and say, that's a good tree.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
We're trying to reorganize it a little bit and give it some structure and make it operate effectively and efficiently. That I think would fall into that new structure for evaluation.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you're keeping like a log of trees that have been identified either by yourself.
Well, I went with Scott Hendrick, who did the project over there. Who knows what he's looking at?
I would say it's a general sense.
Yes, because there are a lot of ash trees that are not ready to fall. There's one near the bridge that we open space agreed to take that one down because it's next to the bridge to have somebody come in and actually do it. But the, you know, ash trees, they're starting, or some of them are just ready to fall over. It takes a while to arrange. So not all of them are ready to just fall over.
That last storm we had, I heard them crash in the woods. I just assumed it was an ash.
Yes.
Pretty good bet.
So basically, Reddington basically cleaning up whatever falls. So that's it. I just want to get the dialogue going. I agree. That's where I was suggesting maybe we could get a train, a DPW person, purchase some equipment. But
See where we're headed. I'm not exactly sure what the final result will be, but we'll know probably in January.
Perfect. That's awesome. Okay. Open space met December 15th. The regional signs are in. I'm never reporting about that again. Beaverbrook signs in. Never reporting about that again. I just asked Tom today about the deer that have been taken have been 28 as of today.
All right. And so that's, if I remember last year, we had 30-some, 32, 33, something like that. Somebody in there just shake his head. Am I close? Ballpark? 36.
Well, we're not done yet.
Sounds like we're trending in the right direction. Really? Okay. And that's for the record, Mike Diversi, chairman of the Open Space Committee.
Beaverbrook, Springside, mountain biking guys are getting together Saturday during the week and next Saturday to try to do maintenance. However, it seems that the jumps and everything need to be revamped, but I don't know if the weather's going to cooperate for them, so we'll see. Let's do it 12. The thing I gave you today about packets, packets preserve, there's a trail that I guess an Eagle Scout had done, and it grew over, so I plan on opening that up again. It was already existing. On the diagram I sent you, there's two parcels that connect packets to the ball fields over near the arches of High Bridge. One of the parcels, NJDEP, the other parcel, South Branch Wildlife Management Area. Les, who knows all these properties, knows that there's ATV riders, there's hunters there that aren't supposed to be there. There's sections that are really overgrown.
This is on the
hybrid side. All hybrid side. So I'm only reporting on this because I've put the ball on Hybrid's court. They're interested, and they're probably going to be reporting on it. This is really something that we will work on together, but it's something that you have to like really be careful going into when you're sharing properties. The Nassau Springs side is a perfect example. So we're going to be walking that with Les. But until Highbridge Municipality figures out what the deed information is or makes sure that we are actually allowed to and any type of restrictions by a deed, we're not going to have to do anything. But it is on the docket. Highbridge Recreation and Environmental Commission are interested in that. Let's see. I met with Wendy, Heather Gracie about both tree planting for Wendy Acres and a rain garden. Rain garden, I need DEP approval, which I never seem to get. It's been 7 months, I guess, since I asked for the invasive removal study. I'm still waiting on that. I don't know if you guys have any suggestions on how I can get them to answer me on anything. That would be great. Ben wants to do some tee pads. So he's put that expenditure into our budget that we're going to start for open space. Just make it a little more professional. I think that's it for open space. Green team met December 6th. We came across a Go Hunter, and Tara from Go Hunter was telling us about a train station adoption with the New Jersey Transit. We're seeking adopters of rail stations. So we'd be like removing litter once a year, late landscaping, plant care. Green Power Energy in Annandale would like to join us in the adoption. So I'm going to have a web call with everyone involved to see if we can talk about how we're going to do that. But I think that would be great.
We've done it before.
Right.
So Councilman Lazarus back in the day and some residents of Annandale. So if they could manage it, that team would be.
Oh, John can do it. We can do it.
Well, that's not exactly what I meant. I'll tell him you said it.
That's all right. I'll tell him myself. We're going to have the proclamation for the Green Team bronze certification on our reorg. I have reserved with Laura Bush programs up to September for our educational outreach programs, birding for beginners, night hikes, nature walks, all that, similar to last year. April, we have litter cleanups April 15th. It is going to be with Raritan Headwaters. I'm not exactly sure where it is. I think it's at the river cleanup. I'm not sure. April 22nd, Pro Activity is doing their, it's like Earth Day. They do a cleanup, and we're going to be helping them. And I got a hold of Clean Communities over there. They're great. And they are going to be helping us with the dumpster, which is the most costly part of the whole thing. So I'll keep you updated on that. Environmental meeting was December 8th. I mentioned about the salt testing in the waterways. Doug and Mario went around and found four locations. I know when is it? You're here. Good. Windy Acres, Beaverbrook, the safety building over here, and Blossom Hill are the four sections that I think they are testing. Did I get there? Oh, okay. Yes. Okay. And that's in with also Raritan Headwaters, correct? They're moving along with that as well with you? Or is that just environmental? Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah, I wouldn't. Right. Excellent. Okay. The Rain Garden, that's a Raritan Headwaters, and an environmental group from the high school would like to participate. I don't know if you guys know what a rain garden is. I don't know if you do. I know you do. So instead of doing it windy, because we need to get DEP approval, we've chose no safety building for that. That's it.
Good. Thank you much. Council President Strauss.
Thank you, Mayor. Clinton Township Board of Education, their last meeting was Monday, December 12th, and their reorganization meeting is scheduled for January of 2023. Same with Historical Preservation Commission, their meeting is scheduled in January. As for public safety, police communications with Chief DeRosa, our DWI enforcements continue throughout the holidays. Fire, same, spoke with Chief Emery. Still waiting on the approval for the electrical work at Station 1. And talked to Jay today. The buildings and grounds maintenance work continues at both fire stations. I spoke with Chief Setniki from South Branch after our last council meeting. I did email out the report that I had in hand that night. I sent it to Carl and she forwarded it out. So thank you for doing that.
And we do have the donation for the ambulance sensitivity in the budget for next year. So hopefully everything stays where it's supposed to.
Good. For OEM, the CERT team had their meeting on Thursday, December 15th. And just a side note that we have weather coming the next 2 days, with rain during the day and freezing temperatures at night. So
I think Jay's getting ready for it based on conversation with him. So getting all the salt trucks ready.
Yep. That's all I have, sir.
All right, thank you. All right, from my perspective, no report from recreation. There was no meeting since the last time we met. The meeting was at the beginning of this month. Leaf collection has gone, I think, remarkably well, so I want to really thank all the folks at Public Works. It's not something that I can recall having experienced, but we're going to be done this week, I think, with all the leaf collection. And throughout the whole township. It's a very large township. It's hard to get all the leaves picked up, especially when folks want them picked up. There's 111 miles of roads just owned by the township. But they did a yeoman's work getting that all done. So kudos to Public Works and to Jay, of course. You'll see on the on the late additions to the agenda, resolutions add but court personnel. And that is because
They're temporary.
We have struck out in our attempts to hire a replacement deputy court administrator. So we will repost that position. But in the interim, they are really severely understaffed at the court, and it's close to the breaking point. So we need to get them some help, and you'll see those two resolutions that should provide them some much-needed help. Also, I'm happy to report that Acting Administrator Close is going to remain with us for a little bit longer. So that'll provide us with some continuity and keep moving what we're trying to accomplish forward. And we've done a great job in the last few months just trying to continue what we were working on with Ms. Mekovitz, and we'll keep going from here. So it'll be good to have Bill. I'm sure we'll have something on our agenda for the reorg to memorialize that. We're still chatting. Last but not least, you'll see an administrative assistant on that's much needed. Hopefully that person can start at the beginning of the year. I spoke to the acting administrator, okay. So we'll see how that goes.
Okay.
And that's all for me at the moment. All right. We'll move now to resolutions. And actually, we're going to start with the Chapter 159. This is item number one of new business that we pulled out of the consent agenda. This is resolution requesting approval of items of revenue and appropriation from the American Rescue Plan, LFRF, loss of revenue. This is a Chapter 159 resolution that allows us to spend that money from the rescue plan toward fire engine for the Annadel Hose Company for their use. To start replacing their aging fleet. Some of the vehicles now are getting on 20 plus years. Council President, recused. Any comments, questions from the
members of the council, then may I have a motion in favor of the resolution?
No. Did you say
no? So do I have to do that before we vote on it or after? I'll do it before.
Before, just say after.
So, that's all right. We have a motion on the floor. We have a second. That's fine.
Oh, wait. Who motioned first?
Amy motioned.
Okay.
Tom second. And before we vote on it, I just want, is it supposed to be part of the resolution? I don't think so.
No.
But for the benefit of the public, we're also going to, in order to try to beat an expected price hike, which everything's prices are going up considerably frequently, we expect that price hike to occur in February, so we're going to try to beat the clock, so to speak, and save us a little bit of money. So in an effort to accomplish that, I am hereby instructing and asking the clerk to, per the statute, satisfy all the requirements, post the notice, the relevant notice of intent to award the contract from the co-op, I guess either Sourcewell or HGAC.
HGAC.
Is that what we're going with? So a notice of award, intent to award to HGAC to acquire this firearm. Questions, comments before we move on with the vote? All right, call the roll.
Okay. Councilman Kosinowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switler?
Yes.
Mayor Malloy?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Thank you much. All right. And for the record, Council President Council President Strauss has also reduced from this next item. This is a resolution authorizing the purchase of fire hose from New Jersey Fire Equipment Company, NJFE. Not to exceed $12,930. This is to replace damaged, broken fire hose that's necessary for the fire department to conduct their business. Any questions, comments? May I have a motion?
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Thank you.
Councilman Kosinowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switler?
Yes.
Council President Strauss? And Mayor Malloy?
Yes. Thank you. Next, we have transfer of funds. Little bit, not even a lot. So bad. One item to one item. Any questions, comments? If not, I'll make the motion. May I have a second? Thank you. Roll call, please.
Councilman Kosinowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switler?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
And Mayor Malloy?
Yes.
Motion carried.
One of the other items I failed to mention in my reports was that we successfully negotiated an extension of 3 court contracts this year. One for, you'll see them here as we go through it, but one for the town of Clinton, one for borough of Highbridge. Did you catch that on the corrections for the resolution?
To the town of Highbridge?
Yeah, I think I sent you a note, but you could catch it on the...
Yep.
And also for Union Township. So those 3 all are up this year. They're all done, and I'll go through each of them as we go one at a time. So the first is the resolution approving a shared municipal court agreement with the town of Clinton. The prior agreement, I think, had been a 5-year. This will also be a 5-year. It will result in an increase in what the town pays the township to run the shared court. The increase will be 1% in the first year, 2% for the following 3 years, and 2.5% for the final year. Any questions, comments? If not, may I have a motion?
Second.
Thank you. Roll call.
Councilman Kosinowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Slidlick?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
And Mayor Moore?
Yes.
Motion carried.
The next one we have is a resolution approving a shared municipal court agreement with the borough of Highbridge. And if we could correct all the towns to boroughs, it would be good in the resolution. This one, they wanted a 4-year from their 5. All 2s, 2% across the board. Each negotiated based on circumstances that were unique to each individual municipality, and workload, and volume, and all that. Questions, comments? I'll make the motion. May I have a second?
Second.
Thank you. Roll call.
Councilman Kosinowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switler?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
Mayor Moore?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Unique. All right. Council President Strauss recuses from the Union Township one as well. Very good. We didn't ask you for anything on the last 2, so we'll be all right. So this agreement's actually just a 3-year agreement, and it kind of looks like Clinton Towns. 1, 2, 2. So So 1 for the first 1% increase for the first year, and then 2% for the following 2. Questions, comments? May I have a motion?
Second.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Yep. Councilman Kosinowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switwood?
Yes.
And Mayor Malloy?
Yes.
Motion carried.
And the administrative office of the court would be very pleased that we're moving forward with these. Mm-hmm. And no one more pleased than he's an administrator close to me.
Great work on that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Next, we have a resolution authorizing the hiring of a confidential administrative office clerk, Samantha Andusco. This would replace Ashley Biondo, I think was mm-hmm. her name. She had left over the summer, and it's taken us a while to get our feet back under us, but it's a position that we desperately need to fill and hopefully will fill. So, any questions, comments? I think it's all pretty self-explanatory. May I have a motion?
So moved.
Roll.
Councilman Kosinowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switwood?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
And Mayor Lloyd?
Yes.
Motion carried.
And the next two resolutions are the ones I mentioned earlier, temporary part-time clerk positions that we could desperately use to help with the volume of work that they've got. First is resolution authorizing the hiring of a temporary part-time violations clerk for the municipal court, Savannah Heckman. And I believe you've all got the resolution before you. If anyone in the public wishes to see it, I have it. If you didn't get a chance to look at it. But it's an hourly rate of $25 per hour. 7 hours. 7 hours per week. May I have a motion?
7 hours a week.
7 hours.
Yep.
I'll make a motion.
Second. Councilman Kosinowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switler?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
And Mayor Lloyd?
Yes. And I would also mention that both of these are currently employed in other towns. I believe one has retired from other towns. So they're all experienced individuals who were able to help us. Next, we have a resolution authorizing the hiring of a temporary part-time violations clerk for the municipal court, Ms. Ruth Mulligan. Same deal. And Ms. Connor, is it Mulligan or Mulligan?
It's Mulligan.
Mulligan. All right, so the agenda. So I amend that to Ms. Million. I'll make
a the resolution says Million.
Yeah.
This one's 28 hours.
Yes.
So the two together equal 35.
35.
Bingo.
For one person.
It's based on their availability.
Can we keep this deal going full?
It's something that I would... We still need a deputy because we need somebody to take Kim's place when Ms. Marino is not available to run the court.
And then those court. People can't.
These are violations clerks. They're yeah. taking tickets. They're doing that. Now, we did it earlier this year post for a part-time violations clerk. We did not get any interest in papers. But if something like this arrangement works, then I'm sure Administrator Close and I will definitely try to pursue it. The immediate need is to get a second in command. We have, right now, Ms. Marino is the administrator, court administrator, and then we have two full-time violations. That's it. Thank you. May I have a second?
Second.
Councilman Kosinowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switler?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
And Mayor Malloy?
Yes.
Carried.
Next, we have a resolution amending resolution number 198-2022, authorizing the purchase of gasoline and diesel fuel through the Morris County Co-op. Contract number 1 for motor gasoline and contract number 12 for ultra low sulfur diesel fuel, increasing the not to exceed amount to $175,000. I will say that in most years, we have more than enough budgeted for gasoline. As everyone who drives a car has experienced, and who drives a car that is not electric, the price of gas has been astronomical this year, gone up just ridiculously. So it exceeded our expectations, and as a result, we've come up short twice now. We got to pay the gas bills. We got to have trucks out.
Mm-hmm.
Questions, comments? May I have a motion?
Comment.
Second.
Thank you.
Councilman Kosinowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switler?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
And Mayor Long?
Yes.
Motion carried.
The next
yeah.
resolution is a resolution really for Mario and the Green Team, and for our DPW director. We have not had for over a year, I think, access to our gasoline management system. Makes it a little bit more difficult for the crews to fill up and doesn't provide us details on who's using what and how much we're using. So this resolution will allow us to rectify that. And we've been working on this. PETA started working on this back at the beginning of the year. And it's been a long, grueling process, but I think we're close to the end. So this is a resolution authorizing the purchase of communications equipment for GasBoy from Ecos through Sourcewell Co-op, contract number 092920-GDR, not to exceed an amount of $3,239.40. I'll make the motion.
Second.
Councilman Kaczynski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlik?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
And Mayor Malloy?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Do I have anyone interested in moving to pay the bills? So who?
Oh, wait. Hold on. Mark was first?
Yeah.
And then Amy? Okay. Councilman Kaczynski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlik?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
And yes.
Mayor Malloy?
Yes.
Motion carried.
All right. Public comment session again. Anybody? Anybody? Bueller? Bueller? Okay. I'll close the public comment session. And before we turn to Mr. Kaczynski, I just want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, enjoy the holidays, Happy New Year, all of the above. Really just enjoy some time with the family and rest and relax. Yeah, as much as we can. Mr. Councilman Kaczynski, would you like to say something?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Thank you.
Second.
Councilman Kaczynski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlik?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
Yes.
We're adjourned.
Look at that. I didn't vote no like I did last night.
When's our reorg meeting, Carla?
The 4th?
Is it the Wednesday?